Okay, so I've gotten two emails that this year was corrupted, so I'm going to re-record a short version of it. We see that Yaakov, immediately upon seeing Rachel, is overwhelmed with love for her. And the question really is why? And does this love help us explain some of the tension that they have later in their relationship? So Rav Amnon Bazak, in his sefer, Nikuda Pticha, suggests that, and I'm elaborating here a little bit, but in the Psukim, we see that as soon as he meets her, the pasuk tells you, "Vayhi kasher ra Yaakov Rachel bat Lavan achimo, betzon Lavan achimo, vaygash Yaakov vayagel et haeven me'al pi ha'be'er, vayashk et son Lavan achimo." And three times in this pasuk, where he sees her, she's referred to, or it's mentioned that she's the daughter of Lavan, who is the brother of his mother. And add that to the fact that she, like his mother, is described as being beautiful, ifatowar. Rav Bazak suggests that she had a familial resemblance that reminded him of his mother. And considering that his mother was the one who favored him and had taken care of him and had suggested that he go and take the brachot and had sent him away for his own good to protect him, he seems to have had a particular connection with his mother, and he'd been away for a while and wanted to go back and missed her. And therefore, seeing his family member that reminded him of her, the one who she'd sent him to marry, that seems to have enhanced his feelings of connection to Rachel. But Rav Bazak suggests that it's exactly this similarity to Rachel that creates the tension later on in his life. Because when she doesn't have children and turns to him and says, "Havali vanim vim ayin meita anochi," Yaakov, and the Midrash criticizes him heavily for this, says, "Am I in place of God that I can give you children? It's not my fault." And the Midrash says, "That's not what you say to someone who is right." And you know, Chazal in general don't believe that you should respond harshly like that, even if there might be theological truth. Hence, the paradigm of Dvarim for Chazal is the friends of Eov, who suggest theological reasons why he might be suffering, which is not how you should act when someone's suffering. You should be kind and empathetic. And Rav Bazak suggests that what really drives Yaakov here is this constant comparison to his mother, to Rivka. Because as, you know, yes, his parents also faced barrenness, but first of all, as Chazal note, there was only, there as for Yaakov, it's only Rachel who's barren, as opposed to in the case of Yitzchak, only had one wife, they're both barren. And therefore, it doesn't fit the model of his parents to call out in prayer for this in particular. And second, well, there, as Chazal understand it, Rivka's also davening. She's also davening in one corner, Yitzchak in the other corner, as opposed to Rachel here, who's demanding from Yaakov to give her children. God isn't in the picture. And she's, even if maybe there's an implication that Yaakov should daven, she's not doing it herself. And even, he notes, that when she... her reaction is to take Bilha and give her to Yaakov and say, maybe I'll be built through that. And again, she doesn't mention God. She's just proactive, which may be worthy of merit, but it's not the way we see it with Yitzchak and Rivka, where there is that tefillah to God. And again, later on, she wants the Dudaim. And again, you don't see her davening to Hashem. You see her... making deals with Leah to get the Dudaim, to swap nights with Leah to be with Yaakov. And as the Akedah Yitzchak notes, she's relying on medicine, she's relying on pragmatism. Now, we do see a tshuva in that sense, from Rivka, from Rachel rather, that when she does have Yosef, she acknowledges it's God and davens already right then that she should have another child from God. But again, the basic point that Bazak suggests is that the complexity of their relationship is in part inspired by the fact that in the background is Rivka, but not exactly. And that creates a tension when, on the one hand, he loves her in part because of how much she reminds him of his mother and provides the values from his mother's house. But on the other hand, there are these stark differences that can create tension when there are certain expectations that are dashed. Okay, this is a summarized version, but hopefully this will replace the main ideas because the central shear was distorted.